Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Renewed selling pressure among large cap technology stocks led the benchmark US equity indices lower. Investors also continuing to contemplate the latest Federal Reserve monetary policy statement yesterday. That's all the Dow is 15 points or 0.1%, broader S&P down 0.2%. It was basic materials and energy sector the worst performing on that front. NASDAQ was down 0.5%, as I said. Number of notable moves among the big cap names, but Snap closed down 4.9% to settle right on its IPO price of $17 a share. Another very busy night on the US economic calendar. Perhaps the highlight was the Empire State Manufacturing Survey that recorded its strongest reading since September 2014 and its biggest beat versus consensus expectations since October 2009 with a print of 19.8 for June. That's quite the rebound from May's negative 1.0 number. European markets weaker, investors pondering a number of global central bank releases, and with retail stocks under particular pressure following some soft May sales figures and other data. H&M down 5.5% after reporting lower than expected sales. That left the DAX down 0.9% and the CAC down 0.5%. London's FTSE down 0.7%. Bank of England overnight leaving interest rates unchanged at 0.25% and maintaining their bond purchase program steady as anticipated, albeit there were three dissenting voices on the Monetary Policy Committee. That saw pound sterling little changed at around US$127.54, but it was a choppy night for that currency. It was initially knocked lower by weaker than expected May UK retail sales data before recovering following a more hawkish than anticipated tone from the Bank of England. Base metals were mixed. Copper slipped about 0.2% to be trading around $256.60 a pound. Spot iron ore posting back-to-back gains for the first time in a month. Higher grade 62% fines adding 80 cents or 1.5% to $55.23. As I saw that contract up about 3.5% the past couple of days. Gold futures tumbled about $21.30 to settle at $12.54.60. Rebound in the US dollar weighing on the yellow metal. Oil prices weaker as traders seemingly continue to focus on oversupply concerns. WTI was down 27 cents at $44.46 a barrel and a fresh 7-month low. US 10-year Treasury yields higher, rebounding from lows of yesterday, up 4 basis points to 2.16%. The Aussie dollar is holding firm around 75.82 US cents in the wake of an outstanding Australian May jobs report yesterday that saw the unemployment rate fall to its lowest level in 4 years. And traders' focus now turns to the Bank of Japan meeting later today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.